When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. We'll get to the crown coming up next. Top story of the day, 888-808-1019. Back to you, Coles, as well. Mostly Giant stuff. Casillas was awesome. I mean, awesome. I know you guys want to react to that. Obviously, the Daniel Jones stuff. Week two, must-win Commanders. So, we go into our office, have a little fun, setting up the show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some things we agreed on, some things we didn't. We had to do a little, you know, extra revision. Maybe place this here, place that there, whatever. And my guy was a little agitated at something with the Yankees. I heard it. I said, stop, save it, tell me on the air. So tell me on the air.
Yeah, and forget about the win. To me, that's not that it's meaningless,
that's
but
not
whatever.
Meaningless.
Okay, great.
It's a good win.
Yeah, well, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
I mean, they look like crap.
Dude,
again.
They won the game. Stop.
Yeah, they won the game.
They
congratulations.
Won the
they won four games. Oh, yeah, they won the series. Yeah, once again, Juan Soto masking their foot. Clay Holmes blew another game.
How's pitching?
Not good.
How's starting pitching?
How was Clay Holmes?
How's pitching?
I mean, starting pitching,
how's
whatever.
Pitching?
It's fine.
Did they win?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Luis Hill, I don't think
looked
great.
At least be fair.
Yeah,
they won the series and they won the game.
So what? I don't understand.
So what?
So you think that's a big deal?
It's September 12th. I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. September 12th.
Put it this way. It's not nothing.
They couldn't score a run in Chicago.
Did they win?
The offense wasn't good yet. Yeah. Right. They won.
So that would be like me getting, I know we're getting derailed here, but I didn't think you were going to say that. That would be like me getting on the air saying, oh, the Mets win doesn't mean anything yesterday. They were no hit for nine innings. They won the game.
It's different.
How is it different?
The way that the Mets came back and won was different. The Yankees came back. I said that I understand the win is important. I still think the Yankees overall looked like crap.
That's a different thing.
And here's another thing. The Mets have the best record in baseball since the end of May.
That, but you can't get on the air and say the Yankee. You can't say the Yankee win means nothing, but it's a pennant race.
Yeah, okay.
And it puts you a game and a half up on the others. Yeah, that makes no sense.
They backed into a win. It was congratulations. Backed into a win. Where they took extra innings. It took a Soto bomb, which, again, Soto and Judge have been masking a lot of the Yankees' flaws. Clay Holmes blew another one. Offense, again, inconsistent, but they won the game. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, again,
and
they won.
Well, do you think you feel better about the team because they won the game?
I liked the fact they got a little breathing room.
It's better to win than lose.
Well, but according to you, it doesn't mean anything. So is it better to win than lose the way you said that? I was genuinely taken back. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
They won the series. They won the game. They're a game and a half up. There's 16 games to go.
I still think they are what they are. I don't think they're very good.
Well, they're going to be a playoff team. Yeah, and last night, they very well might be a division winner.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I mean, they're going to win the division. They're going to have a bye. I still don't think they're any good.
That's a different conversation.
Well, did they play a good game last night?
Did they win? I'm going to answer you directly.
Yeah. Did the Jets win week one last year?
Yeah.
Okay, what did it mean?
Well,
nothing, because
the
they
Jets
sucked.
But
the Jets sucked. No, because I was saying it from week one on last year, and Jet fans were sensitive. Oh, Sal, you don't know what you're talking about. I was right. The Jets win last year meant nothing week one. They sucked. A lot of people wanted to ignore it, but the point was, oh, yeah, that's great that they won the game, but ultimately, they're not going to be any good because they lost their quarterback. And eventually, whether it was week five, week six, whatever, everybody realized that what I said mattered, and it was right week one. Similar to the Yankees. Now, it's a lot different meaning football versus baseball, obviously.
Yeah.
But the Yankees could win this series. They could go win the next series. That's fine. They are what they are, which has been an average
team. Which is one of the best teams in baseball.
Well, it's been an average team since June.
Hey, by the way, the Jets thing, and you did say that. I'll give you credit. You did say that. You're not taking bows. I got you.
My point is,
we know now, again, you were right in real time. Hear me. I'm giving you credit there. You were right last year, and we were pushing back, whatever. But it's easier to say that now when the 2023 season's over.
Right.
The Yankees, we don't know what's going to happen. So for you to say that doesn't mean anything to me makes no sense.
I don't mean literally that the win doesn't mean anything, especially when you're trying to win a division. I'm saying that I have not changed my opinion on the Yankees based off of their win last night. I still looked at them last night in a game where they showed many, many flaws. Soto's bomb obviously helped alleviate
starting
some of that.
Pitching helped
but
as
there
well.
Was still some issues. Yeah, well, Luis Hill, I like Luis Hill. I think he's good.
Second straight good game.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, they're going to maybe win because of their pitching, just like they did earlier on in the year. I just like the idea with the Jazz walk up. The game was over by that point. Once the Yankees were able to get through that inning, Weaver was good. There were some good signs from the game.
Tighten up a little bit.
I just still look at the team as not being that good. Now, does that mean that they can't win? Absolutely not. They have as good good a chance as anybody because they're going to be in the postseason. But, like, for me to...
All right. Like, the crazy thing is, this isn't even what we were going to say. This isn't even what we were going to disagree on. That's hysterical.
Here's what bothers me. It's what the Yankees say and then do.
Okay.
Why? What was the number one reason the Yankees said they didn't want to bring Dominguez up months ago or weeks ago, whatever it was?
Because they said if they weren't prepared to play him every day, they didn't want to stunt his development, blah, blah, blah.
And then three games in, he's not playing. It doesn't make any sense. Is it a big deal? Do I need to see Dominguez in there every day? No. But then why couldn't you just do what you're doing now, meaning rotate guys, whether it's Verdugo out, Stanton out, DH this, DH that, and have Dominguez out one day? Why couldn't you do that then weeks ago? They said, and I sat here like a sucker and believed them and took them at their word, that Dominguez wasn't up here because they couldn't figure out a way for him to play every day. Then they bring him up here, and the third game that he's up here, he's on the bench. They talk out of both sides of their mouth, and it is tiresome. I've had it with the Yankees. You can't take anything they say seriously. What does it mean? Ultimately, nothing. But you just can't trust a word that comes out of Aaron Boone or Brian Cashman's mouth. End of story.
Okay, so that listen, I don't hang on words. This goes back to the Holmes. Like,
I'm wrong for doing it. You're right. I'm wrong for doing it.
Yeah, maybe that's a new thing. You know. Well, so what was the phrase that Boone said? No, but he didn't say bullpen by committee.
Creative. Get creative.
Yes, we're going to get creative. And guess what? The first chance that they had with a lead, after he said they're going to get creative, guess who wasn't on the mound? Clay Holmes.
Right.
Okay. So I react less to that and whatever. But, dude, you're really overreacting. What are you doing?
But don't you think
when did they call them up? Question.
A couple days ago.
What day?
I don't remember. Whatever day it was.
I got you. Yeah. We got a lot going on. They called him up Monday.
Okay.
Did he play Monday?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
And Tuesday he played.
Yes. Did he play Tuesday? The answer is yes.
So not Wednesday. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Three days I got you.
Right. So Wednesday, they faced a lefty. He did not play, which is obviously much to your chagrin.
Right.
And their Criswell for the Red Sox is pitching tonight, who is a righty. Do you think he'll play tonight?
Yeah.
I do. Okay.
Yeah, I would assume he's going to be in there. I mean, I hope.
Well,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So we come in tomorrow, primarily a heavy football day tomorrow.
I should be intriguing to see who is out tonight.
Because
Verdugo's been going pretty well.
I think that's...
Right. That's what I mean. Is it going to be Stanton? Or are they going to give Judge a blow?
As long as Wells and Dominguez are in there, I don't really care about the other stuff. Now, tomorrow, mostly football, but if we're sitting here saying, Jace, you call them up and you throw a righty in there.
I mean, if he doesn't play tonight,
he's going to, which is my point. So they call them up. He's going to wind up playing three of the first four games. What's the problem?
Because they said they wanted him to play every day.
He basically is.
But basically, he's not playing every day, and it's the third game. This is the third day he's been up here. I'm actually in favor then of your argument, because I was the one defending them, saying, he doesn't need to be here yet.
Yeah.
You wanted him here weeks ago, saying this
even
exact
if he didn't
day.
Play, and I'm fine with it.
But
so I'm consistent.
But then,
it was a lefty. Wells didn't start. I got no problem with that.
Then why wasn't he up here then weeks ago?
Well, that I can't answer.
All right, but then they were wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he needed more seasoning. He didn't play much baseball in 2 years,
dude. I was siding with them, saying that, okay, this is the reason he needs to play. And then they bring him up here 3 days and he's sitting on the bench. They make no sense. I was wrong for listening to Boone and Cashman.
Oh,
sorry.
Man.
That's it. I need to get that off
that
my chest.
That is the funniest thing. The volume of that exchange, that debate, right, that conversation. We didn't even know we were going there. I actually thought it was the Dominguez thing.
It wound up being
the meaningless win that the Yankees had in the middle of a pennant race, according to my buddy Sal. Oh, man. 888-808-1019. It is BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Coming up, the Crown. Top story next on The Fan.